The 30 LSTs carrying the 1st Marine Division's assault companies finally weighed anchor early on the morning of 4 September to make the approximately 2,100-mile voyage to Peleliu. The trip proved to be uneventful. The sea was smooth, and we ran into rain squalls only once or twice. After chow each morning, several of us went aft to the ship's fantail to watch Gunnery Sergeant Haney's show. Dressed in khaki shorts, boondockers, and leggings, Haney went through his ritual of bayonet drill and rifle cleaning. He kept the scabbard on his bayonet and used a canvas-covered stanchion running down from the ship's superstructure as his target. It was a poor substitute for a moving parry stick, but Haney didn't let that stop him. For about an hour, he went through his routine, complete with monologue, while dozens of Company K men lounged around on coils of rope and other gear, smoking and talking. Sometimes a spirited game of pinochle went on almost under his feet. He was as oblivious of the players as they were of him. Occasionally a sailor would come by and stare in disbelief at Haney. Several asked me if he were Asiatic. Not being able to overcome the temptation to kid them a bit, I told them no, he was just typical of our outfit. Then they would stare at me as they had at Haney. I always had the feeling that sailors looked on Marine infantrymen as though we were a bit crazy, wild or reckless. Maybe we were, but maybe we had to develop a don't-give-a-damn attitude to keep our sanity in the face of what we were about to endure. In the ranks, we knew little about the nature of the island that was our objective. During a training lecture on Puvuvu, we learned that Peleliu must be taken to secure General Douglas MacArthur's right flank for his invasion of the Philippines, and that it had a good airfield that could support MacArthur. I don't recall when we heard the name of the island, although we viewed relief maps and models during lectures. It had a nice-sounding name, Peleliu. Although our letters from Puvuvu were carefully censored, our officers apparently feared taking a chance on some character writing in code to someone back home that we were to hit an island named Peleliu. As a buddy said to me later, however, no one back home would have known where to look for it on a map anyway. The Palaus, the westernmost part of the Caroline Islands chain, consist of several large islands and more than 100 smaller ones. Except for Ungaur in the south and a couple of small atolls in the north, the whole group lies within an encircling coral reef. About 500 miles to the west lie the southern Philippines. To the south, at about the same distance, is New Guinea.